Well, good morning. It's 10:14 on the 29th of November, 2024, here on a mostly blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, I missed a couple of days. I started cooking yesterday morning at 6:30 in order to get the walk in. Well, I could have gotten it in, but it would have meant leaving the stove unattended for an hour. So, yeah, yesterday morning was cooking. Yesterday afternoon was eating. And then last night was sleeping. Day before was snow and slush. It's pretty much gone now. It didn't last very long, but it was cold. It was nasty. Didn't do it. It's cold this morning, but it's not nasty. It is cold. It was 14 when I got up, Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in centigrade. -3 or -4, I guess. -5, I don't know. Excuse me. But it's 26, 28, maybe as high as 30. It's supposed to be relatively chilly today, so the sun is out. I have warm sun. Fingers are cold, but I've got sun in my face, so it's not terrible. So yeah, yesterday was a good day. It was as usual, it's just the four of us. Well, hello. It was a nice quiet day. We had the traditional turkey dinner, mashed potatoes, gravy, cornbread pudding, squash, and Brussels sprouts for the green veg. Brussels sprouts and turkey go really well together. In fact, I think I'm going to make turkey tetrazzini this afternoon for dinner this evening. And I'll probably put in a few sprouts just to liven it up a little bit. Spaghetti and cabbage balls, as it were. I've got little scrids of tissue in my pocket. I keep shedding them. So, played some X4. There's a big sale on right now, and I'm sorely tempted to snarfle up some of these basically half-price DLCs. And I'm still reading. Yes. Still reading. Oh my God. I'm still reading Wandering Inn. I'm almost done with book 11. Not book 11, book 12. Witch of Webs. It still has me reading 30, 40 hours a week. Spend a little time with Roger and spend a lot of time. Between the hood and my glasses and the hat, pretty much any time I turn my head, raise my eyebrows, my hearing aids decide they're going to do something weird. Probably do away with the hood one. Keep it up there on the back of my head. Feel like I'm just slogging today. Some mornings it's I just skate along, and some mornings it's a slog. Today is a slog. Frost on the roofs. Hey, it was a chilly one. Chilly, chilly. Oh, I don't want to rant about today. What am I talking about? I don't know. Trying to think of a new word of the year. This year was surf. And in retrospect, while I was doing it felt very unsatisfying. I wasn't like juggly. Juggle was the year before, and not the year before. Juggling was last year. Juggle was last year. It's the word of the year. It worked really well because I know what juggling is. I can juggle, actually juggle, not just metaphorically or figuratively, but actually juggle. So I know that, part of juggling is dropping. Part of juggling is all of a sudden you cannot catch a ball to save your life. So these are all things that go with part of juggle. So when things didn't work out, yeah, that was part of juggling. It doesn't always work out. Surf has its own. You wipe out or miss the wave or whatever. Lots of time when you can't surf because tide's wrong, waves are gone, whatever. But I think surf did pretty well considering. Once I stopped trying to apply it quite so literally, started applying it as a metaphor, as a guiding principle rather than a prescription. Well, I'm going to surf today. I'm going to surf every day. I surf every minute of every day. It's like, finding your balance all the time. And sometimes you're on the board and sometimes you're on the sand and sometimes you're asleep. And that's all. It all goes into the same hopper. It's chilly in the shade, I'll give it that. But I need a new word for next year. Persist. Intentional was suggested. Something about back to basics, something about chop wood, carry water, something about continuing on day by day. It's not about resist, but that's too negative. I expect to do a certain amount of pushback. As a word of the year, I want something a little more grounded. I like persist. Intentional works. Come on, Bonnie, get ready, sit with me. Oh, post. Oh, I said it before I slapped it. Anyway, at least I remember to slap it this time. So, I don't know, persist. Stand. My brain is going, but my mouth isn't. Oh, I don't know. I did manage to pick up a few pens. One that I've been looking for a while just sort of fell on me was Black Forest, which is a relatively cheap Chinese pen. And I saw a review of it. Gary Eves did a review of it some time ago. And it looked like a really nice pen. And one came up on auction the other day. And it's like, oh, let me keep an eye on that. And then the dealer marked it down 20%. And I said, yeah, it's okay, fine. I'll take it. It was already cheap. It was even cheaper. And I got some more coming in. I think I've got another Esterbrook coming. I forget. I've got three more that are inbound. I got a couple I need to look at. Probably missed already today. Doesn't matter. I've got so many pens. So many pens. I need to practice my penmanship today. I didn't do my writing exercises this morning. It's funny, my phone, the new one, I kept the stylus from the old one, and it recognizes the stylus, so I can still use it to write notes and stuff. I just have to keep the stylus in my pocket instead of with the phone, which is a little tedious, but all right, fine. But I noticed that you can use the same handwriting detection conversion tool for like chats and stuff. And doing some chats, I realized that my printing isn't as reliable as my cursive. And I find that hysterical because the cursive is just basically scrawl, scrawl, scrawl. And it interprets it. Most of the time, it interprets it correctly. When I'm trying to print, it doesn't like my E's. It turns my E's into O's. And it's because of the way I write these. If I'm slow and careful, it will pick them up correctly. But if I'm just writing along, doesn't work. But it's pretty interesting that my cursive now, I'm comfortable enough with it that I can actually think while writing cursive. It's still not second nature like printing is. But it's getting there. It's still crap, but it's getting there. I want to try to keep up. Some kind of little chippy bird. Chip, chip, chip. Honestly, feels more like a Sunday this morning. It's kind of quiet. I like it. course, just as I say that, things get really loud. Yeah, well. Coming up on the park. One more street to cross here. And one more up there. Try to keep from being hit. Eyeing the cattails. It's a big batch. It's a big patch of cattails right there. Grass is all getting matted. It's not quite all matted down yet, but it's pretty matted. Lots of the tufts have turned over, bending down. Some kids on a spinning go around. A couple people with dogs. Is finally losing its leaves. Their branches are still kind of pale yellow, but the leaves are mostly gone. Little red crab apples. It's a lovely day. I'm glad I got out for the walk. I think today, unless I've miscounted, I think today is 40 miles. So I've walked 40 miles. I walked 20 days out of 30 this month. I believe that's the case. I'm going to go back and check. I got one more chance. So if I'm at like 38, I can walk tomorrow and get 40. I will probably walk tomorrow anyway and get maybe 42, but a lot will depend on the weather, how much gumption I have. A couple crows skulking about. We had a Cooper's hawk. Backyard, not yesterday, but the day before. And oddly enough, no little birds showed up at the bird feeder. Wonder why. Apparently the hawk and the squirrels were having discussions, but no little birds till the hawk ran away. Blue jay. At any rate, I've made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.